Just 2 days after the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court handed down a ruling supporting gay marriage, both liberals and conservatives are predicting that the issue will split American voters. In the second in a series of commentaries on gay marriage, Stanley Kurtz says not everyone who is anti-gay marriage is anti-gay.
Gay marriage is a tough issue. Many Americans want to offer gay marriage as a gesture of love, acceptance, and support to our gay friends and relatives. Yet Americans also worry about the effects on the institution of marriage of so profound a change. Same-sex marriage could affect marriage itself. There has long been a profound symbolic link between marriage and parenthood. Of course, not all married couples can or do have children, but gay marriage would create a whole new class of marriages that cannot by themselves produce children. It would break apart the symbolic connection between marriage and parenthood. Consider the experience of the Scandinavian countries, where gay marriage has existed for a decade. Marriage is slowly dying there. Increasingly, affluent, middle-class Scandinavians are having children without getting married. European statistical bureaus report that a majority of children in Sweden and Norway are now born out of wedlock. The unmarried parents break up at 2 to 3 times the rate of married couples, leaving their children in the lurch. In Scandinavia, gay marriage has reinforced the existing trend toward the separation of marriage and parenthood. Thus, it has contributed to higher out-of-wedlock birth rates and higher rates of family dissolution. Scandinavia's system of same-sex registered partnerships is a sort of de facto gay marriage, very much like Vermont's civil unions. This means that granting same-sex marriage in everything but name could get us into trouble as well. And Scandinavia doesn't have an underclass. America's underclass already suffers from sky-high rates of unwed motherhood. That leaves us particularly vulnerable to any further separation between the ideas of marriage and parenthood. You don't have to be religious to take this problem seriously. Gay marriage is much more than a simple question of civil rights. Our sex and our sexuality have much more bearing than skin color does on the way marriage and parenting work. This isn't about returning to the 50s, when homosexuals were closeted. We cherish tolerance. But Americans are rightly concerned about the possible social effects of gay marriage. On balance, I think gay marriage is a bad idea. But it's a tough issue because it's a real issue, a genuine conflict between the need for social tolerance and the welfare of children who need and deserve stable families.
The comments of Stanley Kurtz, a research fellow at the Hoover Institution and a contributing editor for National Review Online. Tomorrow, commentator Pat Morrison says gays should look before they leap into marriage.